Oh boy, it's bonus pod time. I feel sexy already.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole
who
has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
Hey.
You start being fat, angry Stretch.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
I don't know if I like his tone, to be honest with you. I really don't know if I do. Welcome to it. It is the bonus pod, which means one glorious thing. It is Friday, and we are going to spit out a podcast and get the F out of here for the weekend. I'm having an interesting weekend. Today is my wife's birthday. Remember, I get double whammied. I get anniversary and her birthday all in a less than 1 week. And we are going out tonight with her parents, and that will be nice. And my daughter's going. My daughter's going to be a big baller now with her big job. That'll be nice. She starts work on Monday at her new place. And things are good. I am happy. I'm in the middle of, it's like Rosary Month in October. Basically, it's National Rosary Month, let's call it. So you got to do the rosary every day of October. And I'm 2 days in and I'm good. That's what I know. So, if you're Catholic, you look that up. But anyhow, I'm 2 days in and I had something nice happen today. I was at the store and I make dinner every night. So, and I knew I needed some stuff, but I didn't have birthday cards for my wife. My wife's birthday is today. So I'm recording this on Thursday night. So Thursday on my way home from work, I'm like, oh, I'm going to run by the market. I'll grab a couple things for dinner, but I have to get birthday cards for my wife. So I do the self-checkout and I do it right next to where the little worker station is that stands there and watches the self-checkout. Cause you know how there's always issues and they got to help people, old dumb people like me. But anyway, so I got everything, I paid for it, and then I was bagging it, and I took the cards because I didn't want to put them in the grocery because I always have my giant bottles of iced tea in there, and I set it on top of the machine, and then I packed my bags, and like a dumbass, I left the two greeting cards now. That was like $11 worth. I had two cards, and it was like $11. So I come home, we're eating dinner, I make dinner, and then I'm like, I didn't unpack those cards. Oh man, I left them on top of the checkout machine. So I get in my car, I drive back, and someone had stolen the cards. And here's what's weird. Like, they were birthday cards. Like, unless you really need I don't sit on birthday cards and hoard them or anything like that. Oh, I'll need this at some point. And especially one was for my wife, and then it said for my wife on it. So someone took two cards, and I thought, wow, that's so tacky. And the ladies, and I go, oh, man. I go, I paid for them. Here's the receipt, because I had the receipt. I just didn't have the cards. And the lady goes, oh, just go get them again, and you're fine. And I was like, really? And she goes, yeah, go get them and come back. So I got them. I came back, and she's like, good. You're good to go. Take off. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much. It, like, made my night. It really did, so. And I don't even want to say where I was at because I wouldn't want this lady to get in trouble because I don't think it's legal for her to give away merchandise. But I appreciate it. It was very cool. And I'm going back to that store and I will continue shopping there. And it wasn't my regular market, by the way. But anyway, very, very cool. I was excited about that. Whew. I am. What else am I doing? That's about it. You know, it's weird. I went to send an email to my priest today because I still haven't had, time because I volunteer at church. So, and then priests are very, very busy on Sundays at church. Everyone wants to talk to them. So I haven't had time to speak to, we have two priests. I haven't had time to speak to either one of them. And we only have one mass a week now. Usually Catholic churches have like four or five a day. But since we don't have a church and it burned to the ground, we have one mass one day in a borrowed church. And it's cool, and I like going, but I started to send an email today going, hey, I want to talk to you about, I need some discernment on this and some spiritual advice, And then when I wrote it, I'm like, I look like a raging lunatic, but I really want to talk to them about my dream. I did the Jesus dream where Jesus wasn't happy with me. And I'm like, I'm really trying. Like, I don't know. I got to talk to him because I can't figure that one out. I am baffled at this point. And I'm sure they can shed some light on it that I cannot do. And then I found some stories. I'm going to go from talking about God to talking about sex, which is a sin. Premarital sex is bad. It's an article that I saw that just caught my eye. It was a lady in a swimsuit with big bazoongas. And the headline of the article said, I am 44 and have more sex than my 20-year-old daughter. And then she says, prudish Gen Zers need to get laid. I'm like, wow. I would never want to think of my 20-something-year-old daughter having sex, period. Let alone urging her to do it. Let alone urging her to do it, you know, out of wedlock. You know what's weird? We seriously tell our kids that. None of us did that. Very few of us. If you did, shout out to you. It's something to be proud of. It is not something to be ashamed of. But if you didn't, like almost all of us, we still expect that from our children. And then here's this mom saying, yeah, my kid needs to get laid. She got a stick up her butt. I get laid all the time. And by the way, mom's hot. Mom is not ugly, but it's just weird that someone would say that and put her face on it too. There's like literally a photo of her with her daughter and her talking smack about the kid. She said, I'm not into one night stands. They're not my kind of vibe. And my friends don't really say much about sex. If I'm honest, this is what the 20-year-old girl says. Very honest and good for her, and seems like a good girl with good moral characters. And then here's her mom, the hoe, going, bitch, you need to be getting laid. You need to be getting some. Apparently mom got no problem getting it on with her big bazungas. It's weird to me. That's very weird. Granted, I'm a dad and I have a daughter. Like, I can tell you right now, I don't care what my son does in that department, in the dating department. He's fine. He's a boy. I care immensely about what my daughter does in that department. Double standard, yes. But there's also other things. Like, I would kill my son if he did some stuff, whereas when my daughter does it, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. She's a girl. It's fine. That's my baby. I swear. So there's double standards, but it does go both ways. But in the sex department, I think it's maybe boys don't, I mean, they can come home with a knocked up girlfriend, but typically a girl coming home pregnant is absolutely horrifying to me as a man with a daughter. Now, let's get into an even stranger story. And this is a company who wants you to have, and I can't explain this because you would have to be into bondage if this is the situation. They want you to have an orgasm during childbirth, and they even have a vibrator in the delivery room so that you can do that. Yes. They say, with contractions, hospital lighting, all the screams, and all of the push, people aren't thinking this is a pleasurable experience. No, it's a painful experience, and women are getting their vaginas ripped out right before your very eyes. But there are two companies that have come together to change that, and they are female-founded sexual wellness brand named Dame, and they've hooked up with a thing called Orgasmic Birth to launch a vibrator meant to be used during pregnancy, during labor, and during childbirth. Because they say that the orgasm can make the experience much better, both in reducing pain with oxytocin and by reframing birth as an empowering and even pleasurable milestone. Oh my God, the night you were born, I got like 32 orgasms. I was just blowing them out. I don't know. I don't want to sexualize childbirth. I'm quite the doggy downer on these stories today about sex, but that's how I'm seeing it. Yeah, that seems really weird. And people say it's great. And I can see, like, maybe It would help with pain. But you know what? They have this thing. There's a thing called an epidural, a spinal. And you know what happens? Really helps with pain. Really, really. Like your body's numb from the waist down and you can just pop that one out. That was a 13-pounder. Didn't even feel it. Oh, it was great. So there you go. And then I have one other sexual story, what I'm going to call the big BS baloney on. There is a woman. Let's say you meet this woman and I'm looking at a photo of her and she is curvy up top and down below and incredibly cartoon character curves. And she is an OnlyFans model. And you're like, oh, yeah. And the problem is she's a virgin. So she goes on OnlyFans and jiggles her giant boobs and her big giant booty for strangers, but is a virgin and says she dates guys. She doesn't put out. You're dating an OnlyFans girl. But I mean, freaking smoking hot one with big old booty and big old boobies. And she's not putting out. And she says, I just have to have a confident man. By the way, she, wow. No way. This girl has $80 million. She's worth $80 million. Yeah. And for her, she has that much money. She can do whatever she wants. And they call her the world's most unachievable woman. And any guy that deals with her knows nothing's going to happen. And he's got to be super confident. So you get to date this really, really, really hot chick that shows off her giblets to everyone in the world for money and won't have sex with you. Nope. Pasadena. That's a hard no. Whoop, whoop. Bye. Yeah, I'm not buying that. I am not buying that. So wait a minute. You get to take your clothes off for dudes and do God knows what online, and I don't get to have sex with you, yet I'm your boyfriend. And you have $80 million in the bank, and I'm the guy paying for dinner and drinks? Yet, nope. Back it up, back it up, back it up. That's all bad. I had a little too much on the sex stories today, I think. A little too much on the sexolina. What do we have going on? Wow. Here's a guy. Moss hysteria. They say the special type of idiot who is running a Taco Bell ultra marathon. Yeah. There is a people who are runners and into Taco Bell. And you know what's weird? Taco Bell, like, I know I'm a very Caucasian, if you were unaware. I'm incredibly gringo white man. I know Taco Bell is fake ass white dude Mexican food. Like, that's not real Mexican food. I'm fully aware of that. But I know people that absolutely love it. They absolutely love it. So here we go. Saturday, October 5th, 1,200 registrants are expected to toe the line at the 8th annual International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. So they say it challenges your quads and your colon in equal measure. It's in Denver, and God love Denver. I love everybody in Denver. Shout out to you guys. And it's neither endorsed or affiliated with Taco Bell in any way, shape, or form. The Taco Bell Marathon is not sponsored by Taco Bell, and it is not. And it invites participants called the special type of idiot to run 31 miles. And over the course of your 31-mile run, you stop and eat at 9 out of the 10 Taco Bells along the way. You have to order a real food item, drinks don't count, and consume a Chalupa Supreme or a Crunchwrap Supreme by stop number 4. So you can just get a taco or maybe quesadilla. They have a new beef. It's called a chili burrito or whatever it is. It's not bad and it's small, but I couldn't imagine eating 9 of those. Well, if I ran 31 miles, maybe I could. Yeah. So there you go. By the 8th stop, the fast foodies must also devour a burrito supreme or nachos Bel Grande. And Nachos Bel Grande is 750 calorie bomb of beef, beans, cheese, sauce, and sour cream. And you got to do all of this, run the 31 miles, and eat the food within 11 hours. That seems like it would be bad, right? And then more fallout. So I admitted in the last one, I heard Bad Bunny was the Super Bowl halftime show, and I didn't know who that was. I saw that he was on wrestling before. Apparently, he dresses like a girl a lot and does like shows in drag, and now NFL is getting heat for that. People are like, the woke shit has to stop. It has to stop. Also, this week, players are supposed to wear like a rainbow armband for gay pride, even though I thought, I'm out of the loop. I thought gay pride was June. June was gay pride. But now there's a thing where they got to do a gay pride armband in the NFL, and a bunch of players are like, I am absolutely not doing it. This is woke politics, and we need to stay out of politics. And I agree with that too. And I don't mean gay politics. I mean all politics. I would love to see the NFL stay clear of politics. But, yeah. The NFL's catching hell for that. I am on a Thursday night, and because of me forgetting my stuff at the store and having to go back and get it, I absolutely did not watch Thursday night football. I missed the game. I missed the whole damn game. Doesn't that suck? I love foosball, and tomorrow I won't be able to do anything. Here we go. And then here's a story from an ER doc asking, what's the weirdest thing you've ever taken out of somebody's butt? That's kind of, it's not urban legend. That's the thing, though. This stuff is real. People shove weird things up their butt. And whenever you see an ER doc, that's probably the first question that you ask. And here he is, this doctor is talking about some of the fun stuff they found out. I saw a video just this week of someone who had a 2.5 pound weight up their butt. Who does that? And they say the size of the object is mind-boggling for most of them. Ah, boy. And they say it's usually a guy going, I don't know how that got up there. I have no idea. Yeah, my girlfriend got a little kinky. I was drunk. I don't know. Now there's a jar of Jiffy up my butt. This guy's not answering the question because I'm going down, and looking at this. Now he's giving tips on how to get things out of your butt if you shove something up there, and don't ever shove anything glass up there because that's really, really bad. There you go. Yeah. Wow. This guy said the weirdest thing he ever found was a pumpkin-scented candle, and it wasn't a candle. It was a full-on in-the-glass jar, giant-ass, pumpkin candle. That's what his answer was. Yeah, that's pretty weird. Pretty weird. Yeah, you lose something in your butt, and you're in for an embarrassing night at the ER, and I bet a not fun night at the ER. Like, if you get off on things being in your butt, I got a feeling the extra stuff they shove up there is going to be painful. You're going to be wanting to have the vibrator wand so you can have an orgasm and hopefully tolerate the pain. Here's a person who had cancer, and the doctor said, we're going to do chemo. And they said, no, I'm not doing chemo. And instead, gave themselves 5 coffee enemas a day to beat cancer. And guess what happened? She died. So here's the moral of the story. A lot of times people get sick and you pray for a miracle. And a lot of times the miracle is going to the doctor and getting treatment and beating it. Not, I'm going to forego medical treatment and give myself some coffee enemas. Bad idea doing the old coffee enemas. That's what I say. All right, I say it's time for me to go because Fat Man is gonna have a weird weekend. I got the wife's birthday tonight, which is Friday by the time you hear this, and I'm not gonna go see Ice until Saturday, so Ice is gonna have a weird day of me not being there because he freaks out. You can see that video on Instagram of what he does when I get there. He's the same way when I leave. Poor doggy. All right. You guys have a great weekend. Pray for me that I survive mine. I will be back on Monday if I do. Until then, see ya.